So what we're seeing is there's a lack of people of faith who are willing to raise their right hand and swear an oath of allegiance to the Constitution to support and defend it. They're not joining the military. And you're also seeing people who, at a certain point in their career, just like myself, realize maybe the military really isn't somewhere where I want to spend the next 20 or 25 years. Maybe it's time for me to get out. You're seeing this void and this vacuum. Well, it's going to be filled by something, right? And as I've mentioned, if people of faith form the backbone of our military, they're not joining the military and they're getting out of the military, what does that leave us with? A spineless military.
Amen.
And when we have a spineless military, that weakens our nation. So I truly believe that this battle for religious freedom is really the proverbial canary in the mine shaft. And we start to really have to look at a national security issue, a force protection issue. And I'm not the only one saying this.